Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday the 1st of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours on my dad's 80th birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. So a file-sharing firm in Bristol has been let off. Yes, the UK police has dropped charges against the torrent site, saying that it is not in the public interest to pursue it in a court. The company is FileSoup, and in 2003, the British courts decided to pursue them. But now the Bristol-based firm is free to do whatever it wants. Well done, chaps. The case was brought because fact started jumping up and down, and fact are the annoying people that show you the thing at the start of every movie. I bought Despicable Me the other day for Ellis. It took us 8 minutes to watch the movie after we plugged it in. That's not good, is it? Vodafone has explained its network outages of yesterday. Apparently, they were broken into. Yes, we had a break-in last night at one of our technical facilities, which resulted in damage to some of our equipment, said Vodafone. The break-in happened between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. this morning, and our network control centre was immediately alerted, as were the police. And some specialist network equipment IT hardware was stolen. So that's why Will Carling couldn't get a phone signal yesterday and tweeted it out everywhere. A new Trojan is out there for Mac OS X. Oh dear, it's a big old thing. It's a phishing password system. Basically, it's a Trojan that's based around the code of Dark Comet, and it's well known as a remote access Trojan in the Windows world. Sophos have found it and pushed out the alert, and they've called it OS X Musminim-A. Very catchy. I'm not going to stand here and say I told you so, but I told you so. And if that wasn't prophetic enough, on Friday, we've got Graham Cluley, the CEO of Sophos, coming on just after the Mac show to have a chat about what's going on with Trojans and malware in the OS X marketplace. Oh dear. News Corporation has definitely started to sell MySpace. There's been reports the last few weeks that it was coming up to buy, but 50% of the workforce are now gone, and what's left over is being sold off. They're talking to up to 20 parties at the moment to see who would like to take it over. Apparently, Angry Birds creator Zynga could be the people in the running to buy it over. Good grief. Quite what they're going to do with it, I don't know, but they've got a good chance of making it happen, I would have said. Federal rules over monopolies have ensured that Comcast's NBC content must continue to be available. It seems that if they get a little bit shirty about it and keep it to one side and keep it out of the online stores, it becomes a monopoly at that point, and then people are going to get very, very upset, and also then the FCC will start to intervene. So Comcast have said that they agree to it being in there, but they're still not happy at the 99-cent limit. But they may have to live with it, unfortunately. That could be Apple then levering a bit of an advantage, couldn't it? For those of you that are into your gaming, GDC is available, the Gamers Developers Conference today, and it's in San Francisco at Moscone's North Hall, right alongside where there's going to be an Apple launch tomorrow. And there's one fantastic feature in there. As you come in, they're asking you to paint with pixels. It's a fabulous big board in 8-bit, and you get some coloured squares, and you can put them wherever you like. And by the end of the show, there should be a complete picture created by the attendees. What a fantastic idea. I can't wait to see the end result. A 26-year-old has become a publishing millionaire on Kindle. She's Amanda Hockling. She produces her own books and edits them and puts them in the ebook format before she puts them in the Kindle store, the Apple iBook store, and also the Barnes & Noble place. She charges between 99 cents and $2.99 and produces new content every few weeks to make sure that she keeps her turnover up. And she's doing very well. Well done to you, Amanda. We hope that you continue with every success. And while we were talking about Zynga earlier, Angry Birds is definitely coming out on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, this is fantastic. Rovio's CEO, Peter Vesterbacher, has confirmed that all major holidays are eventually going to be covered by Angry Birds, and he said it was definitely going to include the upcoming St. Patrick's Day. I can't wait. iDisplay is ready for your Android device. Oh, an iThing for Android, never. What you do is get your standard Android device and pair it up with your OS X device, and it works as a second screen. So you can get a bleed-through screen from an OS X device to an Android device. What a great idea. It's still going to cost you $4.99, though, unfortunately. So it's the same price as all of us iOS people are paying for it. Bad luck. And DirecTV has released its application for iPad. It's free, but you've got a link to the DirecTV application on your computer, and it will help you work as a remote, and it will schedule DVR recordings and all that kind of stuff. Go and have a play if you want to get it. It's in the iTunes store now. And finally, the Megahertz paintball robot is here. It's a little tiny remote control tank that's got a paintball gun on the top with a camera and a remote control device. It's been developed by a man named Chris Rogers, and it looks like it could really hurt. So if you're into your paintballing, this is a must-have add-on. If you want to get any details from him, though, you'll have to go to the Engadget story to find out. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with Bagel Tech News as normal, but Kyle is looking to do a live stream tomorrow for the Apple event. Oh, won't that be good? Yeah. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.